Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If you don't mind, Preston, tell the story about Tim, who was a missionary kid. He was actually a follower of Christ, but he struggled with same-sex attraction, and one day he decided to visit a store. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tim. You know what's beautiful is I've gotten to know Tim since I wrote the book. And Tim wrote a wonderful book called Oriented to Faith, I believe it is. And so I got the story from his book and have since gotten to know him. And he is just as beautiful as a person in person than I assumed he was in the book. So Tim, raised missionary kid, conservative Christian home, was a believer, committed to Christ, but had this really deep struggle with same-sex attraction and was wrestling with this. And at one time, he was wandering the streets. I believe it was, maybe it was San Francisco at the time, but he went into like an adult bookstore and ended up having basically a anonymous sexual encounter with another man. Walked out of the store, fell on the ground, and started thinking, started looking up at the pawn shops, wondering if they would sell him a gun so he can shoot himself. He was just in turmoil. Like his flesh got the best of him in that moment, but he was still deeply committed to Christ, knew it wasn't right. And he said this thing, he said this line in his book. I don't have it in front of me, but he said something like, I wish I was loved by the church. In other words, I had this anonymous sexual encounter, but it was so inadequate in terms of satisfying the deep love that I was longing for in the church. And this is, again, I think where Christians can be, they kind of look at the tip of the iceberg. They see this, gay and lesbian people, engaging in sexual behavior. And it's like, what if the church was so excessively loving that it maybe satisfied this craving for deep intimacy? Because humans, we can live without sex, but we can't live without intimacy. We can't live without love. And that doesn't mean that love is always sex. The church, by becoming hyper intimate and hyper loving, can actually satisfy the deepest longing in the heart of every person.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.